I have got some ghost stories for you.
I feel something crawl into the bed with me, and it starts to spoon me.
There was a time where I would be in bed falling asleep, and I would hear my name being called. Different voices call my name.
Poof, the person disappeared right in front of our eyes.
And we were both like, did you see that?
There was this figure of a woman. Her skin was bluish, and her hands were clawed, and her mouth was wide open.
So that is my ghost story.
Hi, and welcome to Haunted AF, the podcast of real ghost stories told by real people. We are your hosts. I'm Julie Fisk.
And I'm Rebecca Black. And welcome to our March episode.
Yeah, because they're not really...
It's not a surprise anymore.
I know.
I want to. Like, I'm fighting back everything within my soul to be like, surprise, surprise.
But let's just do it.
Surprise!
Just pretend. Act surprised.
I love it. Act surprised.
Act surprised.
In your car while you're listening.
Yeah.
On the way to work. Be like... Oh my gosh.
It's a surprise Haunted AF. Right here at the end of the month.
Oh my gosh. Just like last month.
And the month before
That's
that.
Wild.
Holy shit.
Who would have thought?
Anyhow. Yeah, I've been digging through a lot of old emails. I would love to thank all the people who have been sending stories, but I'm not going to because you aren't.
Oh, womp, womp.
Wait, no. That's actually not true. We do have a couple of Dead Pet of the Week stories.
Oh, good. We haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yes. And then Kelly and Robert, a couple of people came through with brand new stories, but nice. I've been digging through the old stuff, especially 2020, back during COVID.
Yeah.
Because stuff was piling up back then. And
nobody had anything to do.
Yes. But I tell you, I feel so bad that I'll find these stories and I'll read them. I'm like, damn, that was really good. But we never responded.
Oh, sad.
And notice I changed tense to it's not me, it's we.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll accept the blame. And let's be real. I'm the laziest half of this podcast.
No, you're not.
Fine.
But that is all just a guilt trip to remind you guys, please send the damn stories. HauntedAFpodcast@gmail.com.
And this is a good time to remind you that we love all the weird stories too. We're talking Glitch in the Matrix, Dead Pet, like you mentioned earlier, or a Cookie Monster balloon that maybe followed you all over your house for no apparent reason. And then you went and took a shower and came out and it was just floating there right outside the curtain.
We actually had that story.
We did, didn't we? I do remember the red balloon.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, it was Cookie Monster balloon.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And quick thanks to our newest patrons, Yesenia Roman and Maria Rodriguez. Also thanks to our new annual patron who just wants to be known as M.
Ooh, so M.
Mysterious.
Hello.
Yes. By the way, if you are not a patron, you missed a really interesting conversation we had about weed walks in the latest pregame.
Is it interesting or is it ridiculous?
It's worth the $5. I'll tell you that much. But anyhow, M did send a story and it says, hello, ladies. I love your podcast, your humor, and your positive energy. In the 90s, I was living in San Francisco in a house full of artists and musicians.
Cool.
One day, my roommate, Carol, realized there was an empty space behind her closet, and being a relentlessly creative can-do person, she got out her circular saw and cut a hole in the back of her closet to check it out. Have you ever in your life, Rebecca, owned a circular saw?
No, I have not.
Hell no. I just cut off a digit thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammer, a different story though.
Oh yeah. You have to have a hammer.
I'll go to town on anything with it.
I have hung up so many lopsided, illy placed pictures in my life. You got to have a hammer. So anyhow, she cuts a hole in this closet, checks it out like you do. Mm-hmm. And that's where she found a room sized empty space, which just happened to be directly above my room. That night when she was in bed, she said she heard clangs and bangs coming from that hole in her closet. Well, a few weeks later, I woke up around 4 a.m. and heard something heavy sliding across the floor above me. This makeshift room above mine was empty and didn't have much of a floor, so the sound couldn't be coming from there. But what was it? Once the sun came up, I crept upstairs to have a look. Carol was out, but one of her windows was wide open and the thin white curtains were blowing into the room. I like that visual. Mm-hmm. Then I peeked into the closet where the noise had come from and saw it was empty, except for one thing. On the shelf was an old yellow folder stuffed with papers. I opened it and saw dozens of photocopied sheets, each bearing the tarot card of the devil.
No.
But hang on. The devil tarot card is not like an evil thing.
Are you sure about that?
Well, okay. I don't think so. Okay.
I feel like if you get a lot of them together in a group, that's probably not a good sign.
I feel like that's like a curse thing.
Yeah, like an omen.
If y'all know, because I looked it up and I guess the devil card means you feel like you're being overpowered by things. Yeah. And it could even have like positive meanings.
Sure.
But if y'all know, let us know. hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com.
Who's that scratching at the back door? Who's that drinking at the toilet bowl? It's the
dead pet
of the week.
I just love how happy that is. I'm about to tell a very sad story.
Oh, we have two of them. We actually have two dead pet stories this week.
Our first one, here we go. When I was 13, we lived in Virginia in this super old Victorian style house that was already a terrifying place to live.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does. One morning I was brushing my hair when I heard and felt a dog panting in my left ear.
Yeah.
Not long. Ew, did you hear the... Stop. I'm so sorry. See, the day before, one of our dogs had bolted out of the house and was hit and killed by a truck. I think that was him coming back to tell me goodbye. It never happened again, though, which my 13-year-old self was thankful for. Christy.
So then we got one from Kelly. My yellow lab died when I was in high school, but a few months later, I started seeing him in my room.
Lucky.
I woke up one night to my bed being hit like a dog was like sliding along the bed frame. We all know that feeling. I noticed four dog legs walking in front of my VCR, which I could see because of the VCR clocks, yellow, the glow. I didn't see anything else, just the four legs. He walked around and then disappeared a few minutes later. Now, this continued to happen every couple of days, and then it stopped for good. I guess he was just checking in.
Yeah.
Love your podcast, and that is from Kelly.
That is a really sweet story.
Do you remember that one story where the woman, her dog had passed away, but she had a picture of the dog in the backyard?
Yes.
And then, like, after the dog passed away, she looked in the backyard and somebody had been burning leaves.
Yeah.
And the ashes looked just like her dog. And she actually sent the picture to us.
That was a crazy one.
I know. We're going to have to go. All right. No, we're not going to do that. Go to hauntedaf.com. Go look in the blogs. If y'all want to see that picture, have fun.
No way anybody's going to find it.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Repost. All right. So our next story is from Mackenzie. I've been having experiences my whole life, but these are some of the most prominent ones. When I was born, my parents borrowed a baby monitor from a family member. They noticed weird sounds on it though, and thought it was me cooing in the crib. My father heard it one night and went in to check on me, but I was sound asleep. So he went back into his bedroom and there was still this whispering sound coming from the monitor.
No!
So he listened to it for a few minutes, then went back to my room and waited. But I was silent the whole time. Freaked my parents out so much that they got rid of that monitor.
I love the baby monitor stories.
I know, but the whispering from it, you know it's not your baby.
I know, but remember when they were hacking baby monitors for a while?
That's true.
And they would have the video and it would be some mean guy going, "Hey, baby." Like, that was terrible.
That's so bad. So Mackenzie has more. She said, when I was older, my bedroom was in the basement. So my mom would yell down the stairs to wake me up every day. I heard her yell down to me one morning. So I went on to start the coffee and saw that she was still asleep. This started happening often, once a week or so. This woman would call down the stairs to me and it wasn't my mother. And I'm not the only one who heard her either. We had horses in our pasture and a big tub for their water. We would often put the hose in to fill it, then forget, and it would overflow. My mother was in the barn one day when she heard a woman behind her say, "You should check the water." And you guessed it, the water was just about to overflow the tank.
Speaking of baby monitors, so I was watching an old baby monitor video from a listener named Noah. It's another situation. I can't remember if we shared this video or
I'm
not.
I'm sure we did.
So it's crazy though. I wrote him back and was like, "Hey man, hi, sorry."
4 years later, however long it's been.
4 years later, yeah. And I'm like, just checking in, can I share this video? Anyhow, here's what Noah says. "We are seeing these orbs on the baby monitor every night when we lay our son down, even with us in the room with him." Ooh. So they don't see the orbs when they're standing there, but when they turn on the monitor, they see them.
Okay.
Noah says, "I can confirm that there are no bugs in his room and I've debunked dust of any sort."
Love it.
"The orbs worry my wife, but I don't think it's anything malicious. I'll be fine until we hear a voice or the rocking chair starts moving on its own. But to keep my wife calm, we've started letting our dog Kirby sleep in his room." So, the video, it's just a little baby sleeping and the baby's making all these cute little cooing sounds. I know, it's so sweet. The thing that's weird about these orbs, it could be dust, but they seem to kind of appear out of nowhere. Because you know how sometimes when you see these videos, it's like the dust or the bug kind of floats across the screen.
Right.
And this one, it'll just kind of turn up.
Ooh,
and
that's
then
different.
Noah has not written me back. And that was almost a week ago that I wrote back and said, hey, man, what's going on? Can we share the video? So he hasn't said yes, so I'm not sharing it. But I'm like, do y'all remember? Did we already share this story?
I don't know if we did or not.
Noah, if you're listening, give us a call. I'm sorry. Don't be mad. Oh, by the way, we are drinking.
Yeah, we are.
It is a Friday night. Cheers. Woo-hoo. Rebecca even has her little Haunted AF tumbler. Cheers. We needed a drink break. Now I'm drooly. So this story comes from David. There was a period of time when I was about 6 or 7 years old that I would hear my name being called from downstairs, like a soft-spoken voice asking me to come down.
David.
I would run to my grandparents' room and see them sleeping and then run back to my bed and put my covers over my head.
Of course you would.
So the voices would vary. Sometimes, David, come down here. And other times, just long, come here.
No.
I would usually cry myself to sleep, but a few times I would sleepwalk downstairs, go to the fridge, and stick my hand in the butter repeatedly until I woke up. What? Wait,
I'm
what?
So sorry. I need to know more about the butter thing.
I know, David. Let me read that. I usually cried myself to sleep.
Right.
But sometimes I would sleepwalk downstairs, go to the fridge, and stick my hand in the butter repeatedly until I woke up. Is this like...
like you drown your sorrows in butter?
Or is it like country crock where the whole thing and you just like squish your hand? Because that sounds kind
of
awesome.
Can I just tell you, that's my dream. I'm not even joking. Like, you know when you open up a brand new peanut butter jar or a brand new margarine and it's like perfectly...
and you just want to go...
and I just want to put my whole hand in it.
I feel like we really learned something about you right
every,
now.
Every episode, I feel like something weird comes out.
So a million years ago, it was like the first birthday I ever celebrated with my husband. And my sister was in town visiting. And she got me one of those huge fluffy sheet cakes, you know, like from Kroger or whatever.
What did you do to the sheet cake?
Nothing, but we set it out. We were having a party. Me and my husband and my sister are looking at this beautiful, fluffy, white birthday cake. Mm-hmm. And my sister goes, makes you want to sit in it, right? And I went,
you know, that's a thing, right?
Is it? No, I didn't. But I was like,
it's called pieing or something.
Pieing?
Yeah, like you sit and pie. Or creaming or something. Oh, that's a thing. It's a thing.
But I remember, and I was like, yeah. And Dave was like, what is wrong with you two?
I don't want to sit in it, though. Do you want to sit in it?
Hadn't occurred to me until she said that. You're not thinking, I want to sit in it with my clothes on.
No.
No, you want to sit in that shit naked.
100%. So it's like all up in the crack and stuff. But like, I want to put my hands in it, put my feet in it, let it go through the...
Honestly, putting your hand in a tub of country crock and just letting it like
just melt on in,
squish in between. What is that?
I don't know, but that would feel so good.
I had never real. I want to do it too. We got to go get a tub of country crock. Whoa!
Imagine that TikTok video.
Where the hell did we just go? Like, what? What just happened?
Whole other planet.
Like literally 3 sips of wine.
And we can't function.
I know.
That's pathetic.
We have not been on a weed walk, which again, go to the pregame. You'll understand.
If you want to hear all about that. Okay, so after he smushed the butter is
okay,
where we're at.
Yes, here we are. On those nights, there was a corner of the kitchen that seemed to have this extra layer of darkness, and I felt pulled in that direction. I would try to run to the stairs, but had that feeling like when somebody tries to hold the back of your shirt when you're trying to run. All of this description is terrifying to me. The corner of the kitchen that feels suspiciously dark.
But like being pulled from behind.
You know, when you go on those ghost tours and you go to certain places where it just has that icky feeling.
It's like, hello, and welcome to our oppressive corner.
Yeah.
Like, if you want some doom and gloom, you just go hang out here.
I told my grandmother and she didn't believe me, but she did start letting me sleep with the TV on. I'd still wake up in the middle of the night and hear the voice because the TV volume would somehow be lowered. We eventually moved out of that house, but I remember those nights vividly. I truly believe something in there was trying to hurt me. In fact, I'm 31 now and still sleep with the TV on because of that house.
Oh,
I do not blame you, David.
I don't either.
Do you have anything like that that you still do?
No. I mean, sound machines, but that's to wave off the haunting of my husband's snores. Does that count?
It counts.
Okay.
It counts.
What about you? Do you have anything?
There was a period of time, like if I had to get up and walk around the house at night, I would not go into the room until the light was on.
I can understand that.
Yeah. I would turn on the light before I walked in the room, but I walk through this house like in the dark all the time.
We have a long hallway in our house and it's very dark in there and there's only one light switch to it and it is on the other side, like in a bedroom.
Oh.
And so I have to walk down the hallway with my hands touching both sides.
Ew.
Just to make sure like nothing can like get me or trip me or.
Oh, it can still get you. I promise you that. You know, this light switch in this hallway, for some reason, every now and then just won't work. Oh. When I come in to make sure Lucy's up, sometimes it just won't turn on.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, and when when Emma was home, you know how we have a lot of the light switch activity, right? Where the lights will dim and come back up for no reason. Out of nowhere, it'll start doing it a lot and then it'll stop. Mm-hmm. When Emma was just home for spring break and we were all sitting in the living room watching TV and the lights just went completely dark for a second.
That is wild.
I know. We all just kind of sat there and looked at each other and then bink, came back up.
Is it Emma?
I think it likes Emma.
It must.
Yeah.
Because it only happens when she's home.
When she's home. I hate to say that.
Emma.
Yeah. Because it kicked up again around the holidays too.
That's creepy.
I know. Goodness, I don't like gracious. Talking about it in the house. Right. Okay.
We pretend it didn't happen. All right. Our next story is from Robert, who also has a really cool story in the Patreon pregame. So please go and check that out. My wife and I moved into our first apartment with our brand new baby. We got a ton of housewarming gifts, including some toys for her. One was this duck. She didn't play with it very much, but sometimes it would just randomly quack. Love it already. Mm-hmm. It was a little creepy and my wife didn't like it. So I took the batteries out to make her feel better. But the next night while we were sitting watching TV, it quacked again. Ooh. She got mad at me and said, I thought you took the batteries out. I pointed to them on the coffee table. Then it went off again.
Quack.
And again. After that, she said, I want that thing out of my home. And of course, I agreed and I tossed it and the batteries in the trash. Well, we worked the graveyard shift and my brother watched the baby for us. One morning, we had gotten home and heard a quack in the dining area. I looked under the table and sure as shit, the duck was back. Good God. I didn't check for batteries. I just threw it in the trash, tied it off, and took it outside to the garbage bin. But here's the funny part. Oh my God, the funny part.
The funny part,
yeah. Let's hear more. A few months later, someone gave us a box of gifts for our daughter. One of them was another damn duck.
Ah.
The exact same one. And damn it, it quacked when we saw it.
No.
Good Lord. That is horrifically terrifying. So that little guy went straight in the trash can and thankfully we never saw it again.
Ugh.
That's like the Elsa doll.
But it also reminds me of like that, just the idea of a quack all of a sudden becoming sinister.
Don't love that at all.
Yeah. When you think about like the movie Hereditary.
Yeah.
And how the little girl would go... And just, I know, such a simple little clicking sound.
Oh, that's awful.
But when you hear it in the movie, you're like, ugh. And the idea of a little quack.
Yeah.
I need to see what this duck looked like,
right? Because I wonder if it's like terrifying. Like, yeah. Does it have beady red eyes?
No.
That's how I picture it.
Because you know it's just going to be some cute little baby duck toy that's just haunted, yeah. You know?
Well, guess what? Robert has more.
Oh, okay.
Robert also says, I drive a city bus for work, and during COVID, we had to count our passengers and couldn't have more than 10 on board.
I remember those days.
I do too. I kind of miss that, honestly.
Me too.
I really do. I want a 6-foot distance with people in a line. I'm sorry. I just do.
I just miss being required to stay home.
Same. Oh my, we had so much fun.
I miss empty parking lots. Same. And empty highways.
Oh, it was so good.
I miss face masks a little bit.
I do too.
Now I have to eat breath mints because it's like right. Other people smell my breath.
Yeah, you couldn't hide it. Yeah. Oh, it was so great. Let's see, where was I? Oh yeah, couldn't have more than 10 on board. So I was at my second to last stop and all the people I'd counted had gotten off. It was an empty bus. The last stop was over a bridge on the other side of the freeway. And as I was crossing it, the sun got in my eyes. That's when I heard someone pull the cord like they needed to stop. I looked down and both my stop request lights were on. I looked in the mirror and I saw someone sitting in the back, but it was hard to tell with the sun in my eyes. I pulled up to the last stop and shut everything down because it was my break time. But when I looked behind me, there was no one there. I looked all over that bus and I even went outside to the sidewalk, but still nothing. I definitely saw something sitting in the back and what pulled the cord? Twice. I was a little spooked and glad to be on my break.
It just makes me sad to think of somebody who's stuck on a bus.
But at least it was COVID bus.
Why a bus?
I don't know.
Of all the places you could be stuck. It's like haunted bathrooms.
Or haunted work.
It's like you still feel responsible for that shit.
Right. That blows.
But when you think about it, it's like, what do you stress the most about? Like, what would you be most likely to carry with you?
Right.
You and I both have had.
That's making me really sad.
But you and I both have radio dreams, right?
Uh-huh.
Where you're like trying to get back to the studio because the song is ended.
Right. Or there's dead air playing and the door's locked.
Yes. Yeah. And you can't. can't get in. It makes sense that your work thing is what you keep doing.
At least we had cool jobs.
Yeah.
It's not like filing folders or something.
Well, there's that.
Bright side to every story.
So at the end of the last episode, we told you a sad story about Andrew McCrew. He was the mummified man who was buried in Texas.
Right.
After being displayed in a carnival.
I totally forgot about this. And we had a whole freaking conversation about it.
But you said afterwards, I know that there was another one.
And there was.
You looked it up and you were like, did. It was this outlaw guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was even a picture of him.
There is.
I got the story for
you. Okay.
So I looked it up. His name was Elmer McCurdy, and his gang of bandits robbed a train in 1911, but only made off with $45 and a load of whiskey.
But I mean, that's probably a lot for back then.
Pretty good back then. So McCurdy swore he'd never be taken alive after that, and living up to his word, he died after an hour-long shootout with the sheriff.
I mean, what a way to go.
Yeah. You know, he's an outlaw.
Yeah.
So his body was taken to a funeral home in Oklahoma where it was embalmed, but never claimed. So the mortician decided to display him as the embalmed bandit and charged everybody 5 cents per view. So this went on, I mean, that was 1911. And then in 1916, two carnival promoters pretended to be McCurdy's brothers and claimed the corpse. So after that, Elmer traveled across the country with the Great Patterson Carnival Show as a sideshow attraction. This is a true story. At some point, Elmer was sold to the now defunct Hollywood Wax Museum, where he was billed as the 1,000-year-old man. When the wax museum closed, Elmer got mixed up with all of the other wax dummies and was eventually sold to a Long Beach amusement park where he was painted red and hung from fake gallows in the funhouse.
Stop. They didn't know he was real. They couldn't have.
No.
They were hanging him from the funhouse.
They thought he was a wax dummy.
Amazing.
So, in December of 1976, while filming an episode of The $6 Million Man in the funhouse, the story just got awesome.
Oh, my
God. It's got the $6 Million Man in it.
Hell yeah.
A TV crew member went to move Elmer, and his arm broke off, exposing what looked to be human bones inside.
No way.
Can you imagine?
Oh, so, that's so cool.
The L.A. County Coroner's Office examined the body and found that he was not a wax figure and in fact still had the bullet in his chest.
No way.
So with the help of several Oklahoma historians, the coroner was able to identify the remains as Elmer McCurdy. He said, quote, "The first clue was the corpse's mouth because it was stuffed with carnival tickets." Isn't that terrible?
At least it's not its butt.
Oh my God. Sorry. So in 1977, Elmer McCurdy was finally laid to rest in a donated plot called Boot Hill alongside some other notable outlaws, which he would probably be really, really appreciated.
100%. I also feel like he'd kind of love that he rose to stardom.
His dead body
like traveled the world.
Yeah, because he's like, you won't take me alive.
Did you by any chance look up the pictures?
No, I actually
need to.
I need to. Yeah.
I didn't read any of that because I thought it was a story.
Yeah.
And I always like to be surprised in your story, so I didn't realize we were talking about it.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
Like, oh, God, I totally forgot about this. Oh, like an idiot.
No, I love it.
Okay, you guys, we will post that link to the story in our companion blog, hauntedaf.com. And remember, you got to follow all of our social media pages because, yeah, we're awesome. And we have been collaborating with Marmot Animation on another Lego project.
Yes.
And we're going to share that as soon as it's available. We're just waiting for our friend Billy Kidd. I'm going to say both your names to record his line. So, Billy, get on it.
Get on it, Billy.
I want to hear how it turned out.
Because
I haven't heard your part. You haven't heard my part. I want to hear it all together.
Oh, girl, I'm so over the top. I literally had to wait until my house was empty so I could like scream.
Yeah, I love it.
It's going to be absolutely crazy. Also, if you are in Texas, you already know this, but we are in the path of totality.
Totally.
For the upcoming solar eclipse.
We are huge dorks because I texted you and was like, I already bought my glasses.
Me too. Mine just showed up from Amazon today.
I bought 10 of them so I could take them to work and make everybody else look too.
See, I bought 6, but this is the second time I bought them because they showed up with like some clothes or something and I might have thrown them away.
Whoops.
My husband cannot stop giving me shit about that. Aww. He was like, where are your glasses? So I had to order some more just because. Have you been in an eclipse lately and you don't have the glasses?
Yeah.
Same.
It sucks. It's not fun. You have to hold out your phone in a weird way and then take a picture and then look at it. And it's not near as exciting as looking directly at it.
Or you just look directly at it because I did that shit too.
Did you burn your eyes out?
No, I didn't.
Are you Donald Trump? Because that's what he did.
No. I did. And that's why I got my glasses. Because the whole time I'm like, you're so stupid. You're such a stupid bitch. Stop doing that. It's like, I can't stop myself. But listen, if you are also in the path of totality or you're just doing any eclipse stuff, please let us know about it. I know that that's not paranormal stuff.
Who cares? It's cool as hell.
It's so cool. It's just, it's so like Druids and Stonehenge kind of shit.
I geek out on this stuff.
Yeah. I want to sing, what was the Spinal Tap song about like Stonehenge?
I don't know.
So anyhow, send that stuff. If you take pictures, if you have parties, if you get a cool t-shirt, I've seen a couple of really cool, like the solar eclipse is nature's way of saying, hold my beer.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
Yeah. I've seen a whole bunch of fun t-shirts. Whatever you do, please send those pictures along with your scary stories, damn it. We need the scary stories. Send all that stuff to hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com so we can use them next month on Haunted AF.
And don't forget to subscribe to Haunted AF on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. You can even contact us directly through our website, hauntedaf.com.
Gotta say thanks to Andrew Mamaliga and Travis Vance for the Haunted AF theme song and to On Air Media for titles and technical support. Also, big thanks to all of the Haunted AF Patreon supporters.
Most of all, we have to thank you for listening and for sharing your stories with us. By the way, Julie, if I die first, I'm coming back to haunt you.
Oh, I'll come back to haunt you too, Rebecca.